your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Vic Kabu Warrior Field, the site for today's Thanksgiving Day game between Wall and Manasquan. 11 sectional championships from 1990 to 2008, all hanging the flags flying on the Manasquan bleachers and the signs posted as the entrance off in the corner to our right. Manasquan in their home blue uniforms today, the gray pants, the gray helmets. Wall in their away whites, the silver helmets and the silver pants. We're set here for action in the third quarter. It will be Manasquan set to kick off here to Wall. Number 18, Logan Sabins, will be kicking this one away. Pass and Janicek, both back deep. Dropped out there for just a second. Apologize for the technical inconvenience. We're back here for the start of the third quarter, as it will be, again, Matt Cluley. He will run it on a quarterback draw up the middle. Pick up eight out to the 37-yard line. Second and two coming up. It's Wall 21, Manasquan 14. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca, part of our Thanksgiving Day tradition on the air here on the Shore Sports Network. The Wall-Manasquan game, highly attended yet again this year. And Ed, I think that says a lot, obviously, the communities of both of these teams. Even in a losing year, they will come out and in full force watch this game.
Well, they certainly are. I try to make my way after this play, Matt. We'll get back.
Second down and two. Cluley off on the left side. He'll have the first down and a little bit more out to the 43-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Crimson Knights.
I was saying I tried to make my way back by the Manasquan locker room, and it was about 30 deep there at the snack stand and also by the locker room. So, yeah, the fans are certainly here and well represented on both teams, as the sun for the first time sneaks out from behind these clouds.
First down and 10, Cluley on the ground. Third consecutive play, hit this time and dropped in the backfield. Big time stop coming up. Craig Miller off his defensive end spot will make the tackle. Loss of about two. It'll be second down and 12.
Found it interesting, Matt, in talking to Steve Cluley, that the first time he's ever seen his brother play high school football. You know, when you go away to college and you play college football, very tough trying to get home, you know, with your busy schedule. They played 12 games this year. They finished 7-5. So tough to get away and get back home. But glad he had a chance to see him, you know, play his first game that he has seen his brother play.
And I think, ironically, their bye weeks were both on the same week this year. Second down and 12. Dump down pass for Larkin. He'll get it and rumble his way into Manasquan territory. Pushed out of bounds around the big blue 42 by Nick Jamie. That will be a first down. Simple pass completion of about 17 yards. Puts Wall back in business.
Yeah, nice crossing pattern out of the backfield by Larkin. And Larkin's been a player for them today in this football game. And as I said, a young sophomore, Cluley a junior. Got a couple of nice players. Janicek only a sophomore. Got some nice players coming back for this Wall offensive team.
Cluley will operate here with number 44, Billy Schneider, into the game at the tailback spot. Ignoyan having his ankle retaped, but does seem to be okay. Cluley will keep it here. Quarterback run off the right side. Miller again to close the door off on the right end. Stretching forward to the 40-yard line. Picks up about two. Make it second down and eight with 9:45 to go here. Quarter number three. Wall maintaining a 21-14 advantage. Cluley will go over, grab the play call. After that two-yard pickup, ball sitting on the right hash mark. Janicek and Larkin, slot receiver combo off to the right side. Ferguson up top to the left. Cluley wants a throw here. Tons of time. Moving, goes down over the middle, floats this one. Almost intercepted. Should have been intercepted by Kyle LeBlanc, the safety. And he had good coverage on Paul Kalaramis, the tight end. It'll fall incomplete, and Wall fortunate to dodge a bullet on that play.
Yeah, that's probably the first bad pass that Cluley's thrown this morning and this afternoon, you know, and he's lucky that wasn't picked, as the closest player to that one had a blue shirt on.
Third down and eight. One of the rare third and longs on the day for Wall. Same set, Larkin, Janicek right, Ferguson plus Kalaramis, the tight end, to the left. Cluely rolling, wanting Ferguson. He'll drop the football. Would have been a first down to the 30-yard line. Bounced right off of the shoulder pads. And now on fourth down, Wall bring the punt team on.
Wow. Surprised they're punting this away, Matt. Are you?
A little bit. It would certainly be a spot you could think about it.
I guess, well, it is on the 40-yard line. He's going to play field position. By the way, Cluely rolling to his left, opposite his right arm, obviously. Put that run right on the money. But dropped.
Cadigan, the long snapper. Good snap to Cluely. He'll angle this one into the Wall sideline. And it'll be marched back up over the 20 to about the 24-yard line. So just a 16-yard punt. Not the best of efforts there by Cluely. Got to hang that one up a little bit more.
Yeah, you know what he was trying to do. He's trying to go for the coffin corner on the right side there, but got a little bit too much of it and kicked it out of bounds. So, yeah, 16-yard punt.
Those are always the best second guesses. If any coach would have said, I'll get 16 on a punt, I'd rather just go for it on fourth down. First and 10 is the Manasquan offense coming back on. Greaves got a couple of touchdown passes. He'll give it here to Morris, first man through from the fullback spot. No real gain on the play, maybe a half yard. Second down and a long nine coming with 8:45 to play in this third quarter.
Greaves definitely gets a workout, sprints to the sideline, all the way to the sideline. He's just about out of bounds to get the play, and then sprints back into the huddle.
Second and nine. Here's a pitch to Morgan running off onto the far side. Gets to the sideline and turns up on the corner. He will have, it looks like, enough for a Manasquan first down. Yeah, talk about some of the young players. You mentioned Tommy Antonucci, freshman quarterback, and Connor Morgan, the freshman tailback. It would seem at least Manasquan could be set at the skill positions for the next couple of years.
I would agree to that, Matt. Like I said, I've seen Manasquan a couple times this year and saw Connor Morgan have a big part in a couple of those games, and also Antonucci get a lot of playing time in that St. John Vianney game. So, yes, they are set for the future.
Split receiver set, one right, one left. I package Morris and Morgan. It'll be Morgan this time again. Up the middle, hit by McGevna as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Gets over the 35 to about the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Two-yard pickup. Second down and eight coming. I don't know that we've had a game all year, Ed, where we see two teams huddle in between plays. We've had one for sure, but
yeah,
rare is the time that it's two these days.
Yeah. It's get to the line of scrimmage and run another play and
offset eye formation, counterplay set back to the left for McAlary. He will dive forward, get close to the line of scrimmage. No gain really on the play. Third and a long seven coming up, 7:25 and rolling here in the third quarter. It's still Wall leading 21-14. Did you say the sun came out? I don't see any sight of that at all.
Well, it did come out for a little bit behind you, behind the press box, but it's back in now.
I'm not buying it.
Oh, it was out.
Four wide receiver set. Shotgun look for Grebe. Has Morrison as the personal protector. Grebe wants to throw. He's got a man open. Kelly, who will make it right at the first down marker. Cluely will make the stop. But sight unseen, that's going to be a first down for Manasquan. The chains will move. And yet again, Manasquan going to their FBS prospect, Tanner Kelly, to make a big catch and keep the drive alive.
Well, Kelly, just enough on that little, you know, flat pass, just enough to pick up that first down. Didn't make it by a whole lot, but knew where the chains are. A good football player always knows where the chains are.
First and 10. It's a fast-moving quarter. It's been a fast game so far. Split receiver set. Hawkins to the right. Paterzo will come near sideline left. Paterzo has had a good game. All of the Manasquan receivers now starting to be involved. Here's Grebe running for his life. Lets it go into the near side. Short hopped into Paterzo. Incomplete. That will set up second and 10. Iezzi there with the coverage.
You know, it's going to be interesting, Matt, in a couple years to see Tanner Cowley come back to Manasquan and see how big he is after a couple years at Virginia. Because they're going to put some weight on that kid. He's got a 6'5 lean body right now. They list him at 215, but he's got plenty of room to put some bulk on.
Ed will cut in with some breaking news after this play. Second and 10 from one of the other games in the Shore Conference. Split receiver set out of the eye. It's Morgan running off the right side. Will dive forward for a gain of about 3 out over the 45 to the 47. Report from the Long Branch Red Bank game where the Green Wave up 28-14. Tamir Willis has now set the single season Shore Conference record with an 8-yard run with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 2,548 yards, and as Scott Stump, who's at the game, says, and counting, because the game's still in the third quarter. Good football game there, 28-14. Congratulations to Demir Willis, who goes past Matt McLean of Pinelands, who set the record a couple of years back. Third and 7, swing pass to the outside. McElary has it, in trouble, runs through the tackle of Larkin, eludes one of McGebna, stays on his feet, has the first down. 3 missed tackles for Wall, one of which would have went in the backfield. It'll be an 8-yard pickup and a first down for Manasquan into Wall territory at the Crimson Knight 45-yard line.
We figured, Matt, during on our Tuesday night show this week that Willis would carry as many times as needed to get that record, and looks like he's done it in the third quarter or wherever they are, but a good football game there, and congratulations to Demir Willis for setting that record.
I read something from earlier in that game. I think Long Branch had 19 plays, and 18 of them went to Willis. First down and 10. Offset eye look. Grieve with a long cadence. Pitch this time off to the right side. Stretch play. Morgan trying to turn the corner. Runs through one tackle. Keeps his feet. Gets a couple of extra yards. Off on the right side. Staying in bounds with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Gain there of about 3. Second and 7 coming up.
Been a pretty methodical drive by Manasquan, Matt. Problem is that they've got to get some points out of it. You know, although they only trail by 1 and they have the field position battle right now in this second half, it's been too good a drive from deep in their own territory not to get anything out of it right now.
Cody Carruthers is checked in, wide receiver off to the right. Inside give for Cowley off the tight end spot. You don't see that very often. You'll see the shuffle pass, but not anything with a straight carry. Second down and 7. He gets 8 and enough to move the chains down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line.
You know, it wasn't very pretty looking. I was standing about, you know, behind the play and saw it develop. He did come from his tight end spot. You don't see many inside handoffs to the tight end coming back the other way, as you said, Matt, but effective. And another first down.
Split receiver set. Cowley will set himself to the left side of the formation. Straight eye look with a flag coming out. Offside will be the call.
Yeah, the big guy, number 58, jumped a little bit quick that time. Cowley was at the tight end on the right side. He jumped to the opposite side and too much for the big guy up front for Wall. And that'll make this first down a little bit easier at first and 5.
That's Jim Onyelak, the nose man. First and 5 now for Manasquan, trying to march and get what would be the game-tying drive. Big Blue still trailing 21-14, 3:35 and rolling in the third quarter. Split receiver set again. Carruthers up top to the right. Paterzo near sideline left. Morgan, deep man with an eye tandem. Morris will lead the way off tackle to the right side. And will work his way forward for a gain of about 3 down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. Second down and short coming. Wall scored the game's first 21. Manasquan now threatening to score the next 21. As they are down right now by 7.
Like the way this kid runs for a freshman, Matt?
Yeah, enough.
Exactly. That's what I like about him. And he's young, too. Not an old freshman.
Eye set. Cali changes spots. Three-point stance tight end to the right. He's been a big part of this drive. Play action for Grebe. Wants to go downtown. Throws down the middle. This one right through the hands of Hawkins. Double coverage on the play for Wall. Cluely on one side and Jake Van Brunt on the other. But the way it turned out was a catchable football. We'll set Manasquan up with a third down and long 2. Good down to go for there, Ed.
Totally agree, Matt. I was just going to say that. Second and short. Good good down to try to go home run on it. I figure you got two chances to pick up the 2 yards here because this is definitely four down territory.
Paterzo and Hawkins will split the field. McElary will join Paterzo as a slot man off on the left side. Morris, the single back, he will take it up the middle, have the first down, dive forward. The big fullback will get Manisco on the first down of the wall, 22-yard line. That stop made by Ignolian, who was lost earlier in the game with a bit of an injury. Good to see him back into the fold. Long drive here so far for Manasquan on what is now first and 10 from the wall, 22-yard line. Cali resetting again, tight end right, split receiver set. Ball close to the right hash mark. It'll be Morgan up the middle. Gets to the 21-yard line. Hard work in between the tackles. Onyelak and Ignolian on the stop, along with Connor Lydon.
They've controlled this entire quarter after they got it back on the 24-yard line. Then they've marched it to their own, to the wall, 21.
Second down here. Let's call it a long eight. Split receiver set. Offset eye look. Shaded right. Morris the fullback. McElary back in at the tailback spot with 80 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Wall packing the box in. McElary trying to slip out to the outside. In trouble and will get knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. Good pressure that time by Wall. Lydon was there among those making the stop. And I can't remember the last time we've had a quarter's worth of action and one possession on either side.
For each team and no scores so far. And this quarter is about to run out with 50 seconds and moving. Couple of interesting plays right here now. Third and 9. They are in four down territory. They do have a field goal kicker. But this might be try to get it into the end zone time for the Warriors.
Logan Saban's good foot. Not warming up right now on what is third down on a long eight. Receivers either way. Straight eye package. Play action for Grebe. Wants to throw. Hit as he releases the football. And a flag coming out. Cowley and Van Brunt came together. This will be ruled pass interference. Ed, there is a lot of arguing here on the wall side. What did you see?
Well, I think Cowley ran over Van Brunt personally. That's how I saw it, but I don't think they're going to call it that. You've got to give the offensive guy room to catch the football, and he did not do that. So this will be a half-the-distance call. They'll probably put it on about the 12-yard line maybe. Yeah, a little bit past the 11. Still could get a first down here, Matt. But the key words there are it is a first down.
We've got a final score in from the Battle of Middletown. Middletown South able to hold off Middletown North with a late score. 20-13, the final.
Wow, a little closer than everybody anticipated.
First and 10 now for Manasquan at the Wall 12-yard line. 16 seconds to go. Single back set, Morris. He will get the carry up the middle. Morris down inside the 5. Ball popped out. Wall says they have it. It'll be inside the 2-yard line. Players undoing themselves, and it is Wall to come away with the recovery.
28, Matt.
Morris lost the football seemingly on his way into the end zone, and it is number 28, Matt Andrako, to come away with a fumble recovery. 8 seconds remaining. There's a player down here for Wall at the goal line. What a huge goal line stop that was.
Well, Morris was hit immediately as he got that handoff on about the 8-yard line, and the ball came out, went into a Wall player's hands, and then squirted out. Luckily, back into another Wall player's stomach. And the Warriors, with 8 seconds left in this second quarter, control it for most of the second quarter and come away empty.
Raritan with a win over Holmdel, 35-13. Had another final score as those games that started 10-10-30 now starting to come to a conclusion. Wall will have it at their own 2-yard line. After the fumble recovery, it was Liam Ferguson, the player down. He's able to walk off under his own power. 8 seconds to go here in the third. Wall is short a player right now.
They don't seem to know who it is. Going to be a receiver.
No, it's one of the it's one of the running backs, Ed. Steven Possel, come on, and I'll tell you why. Tim McGevna and Ignolian both on the sideline being tended to with some injuries. McGevna's got a bloody nose, and Ignolian, I think, wants his ankle rewrapped. Cluley will keep it. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter. About a 1-yard gain out to the 4-yard line. We've played three here from Warrior Field. It's Wall 21, Manasquan 14. We step out, take a 30-second timeout, come back with more action from the home of the Big Blue Warriors. Listen to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.